are living the dreams of the
rest of this morning. May your word have inroads into people's hearts.
And that's why they're frustrated. They're doing things they don't want to do. The things
that is not according to your word.
I say it again.
We ask you, Lord, that you bless us. Grant us quick wit, wisdom, and understanding of your word to be able to lead people to your word.
When I study the Bible, every single human
being,
everyone, not the one with difference, every single human that God met.
Daddy, I've started, yeah?
No,
I should wait until
you start. No, auntie, when we start?
You're
the
father of many
children. Yeah, the music
and Nigeria's first independent radio station has expanded, elevated, evolved. Welcome to Repower Abuja, Dar Communications PLC Enterprise. Offering 360 degrees of broadcasting service, Repower Reloaded.
Dear listening friend, a very good morning to you and your family. This is Let the Bible Speak, and we are glad to have you join us once again this morning as we continue to study the heart of God's words. We pray that the blessings and the grace of the Almighty God never depart from your life in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. You are on to Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored program of the Churches of Christ. And we advocate a return to the Christianity that we find in the New Testament section of our Bibles. We believe that the Bible teaches us to restore and maintain this undenominational Christianity as revealed in the pages of the New Testament of Christ with the same seed, the Word of God, that produced the church and Christianity about 2,000 years ago. And we pray that you, dear listening friend, will join us in this noble quest. Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored broadcast of the Church of Christ Kado. The Church of Christ Kado assembles and worships along Efab Estate Road, four houses away from the Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction, and it's adjacent to Fana Hotel. And we invite you today to worship with us and experience the New Testament pattern of simple yet profound spiritual worship from the heart. One of the Christian traditions that we wish to examine on our live broadcast this day is the feast or ceremony called Easter. This is Easter season, brothers and sisters. Easter is observed and celebrated more colorfully in some countries than others. And we wish to ask the question, what is Easter today? And try to answer it using the Word of God, the Bible. You may obtain a free copy of this broadcast and other broadcasts of Let the Bible Speak by contacting us with the following numbers: 090-771-62877. I take it again, 090-771-62877. We also have 080-604-11389. Again, 080-604-11389. And lastly, we have 080-338-24662. Please contact us by WhatsApp using those numbers given, and you may also contact us by email with churchofchristkado@gmail.com, or check our website with www.churchofchristkado.org. Please join us also on television on ITV channel 142 and Star Times channel 130 every Saturday 6 to 6:30 p.m. Of course, you can join us online as well on ITV live television. I'm Abiodun Adegbure, and I serve as evangelist with our sponsoring congregation, the Church of Christ Kado. And with me in the studio are David Apata, evangelist with the Church of Christ at Galadimawa.
Good morning, beloved listener. God bless you as you study His word today.
Amen.
Amen.
We also have Solomon Efion Gasukwo, an evangelist serving with the Church of Christ in Gwagwa, Tasha.
Good morning, dear beloved listener.
Thank you. Now, we start with a quote. Before we go into prayers and this live broadcast, we want to use this quote to set the stage Miles Monroe, a biblical scholar and preacher, said, one of the greatest weapons the devil used and is using to deceive God's children from doing what is pleasing and acceptable before God is good things. The devil knows that the kingdom citizens are not stupid enough to do bad things. So, sure, the devil won't tempt you, kingdom citizen, to do bad things. So what does the devil do is to give you good things to do that are not right in the sight of God. The devil uses these good things to occupy the time of kingdom citizens to be doing things God never commanded you to do. That's Miles Monroe. Now, many people are very religious, and we observe this at this period as they serve and worship God diligently during the celebration of Easter. It looks like a good thing. Now, we have a big question today. What is the celebration called Easter? And can we find it mentioned or practiced the way it is currently being practiced in the Word of God? Well, before we begin the interaction with you today, being our interactive session end of the month time together, please join us in a word of prayer.
Merciful Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy upon us, for your unfading love on us. We thank you for today's broadcast and all that are listening to your word. We pray, dear Father, that you bless us through your word and enrich us in your knowledge of truth and grant us the courage to do your will, that our nation might be blessed through it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, beloved listening friend, today we wish to ask a sober question. What is Easter? And does the Bible command Christians to celebrate Easter? Easter is like a Christian celebration all over the world. Everybody knows Easter, but do we know what God really say about the celebration that he wants us to do, or the memorial service? Now, if it does, if the Bible commands us to celebrate Easter, how does the Bible command us to celebrate it? And how are we doing it today? These are many other questions. We want you, dear listening friend, to speak up from the Bible if you know. We must, however, allow the Bible and the Bible alone to speak to us concerning Easter. Now, the first idea is this. Today is probably called Palm Sunday. Now, do we need to carry palm fruit leaves on a particular day like today and call it Palm Sunday just because we read of triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem? Now, some of you must have read in Acts chapter 1 that Jesus Christ commanded the apostles to go to Jerusalem and go and wait. Simply because we read it in the Bible, does that mean that all Christians should go to Jerusalem and go and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit? So what does Palm Sunday really mean? By what authority are people doing it, and who gave them the authority? Again, does the Bible authorize anything called Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Lent, Easter Sunday, as they are being practiced even today? Now, with this mind, what does the Bible say concerning this celebration called Easter? We'll be opening the phone lines now for you to participate in either asking a question concerning the Easter celebrations, or within the 1 minute allowed for participation, you can just quickly make a contribution. Now, listening friend, as it's in our manner today, being the last Sunday of the month, we want to interact with you, and we look forward to receiving your questions, allowing the Bible to speak to you concerning Easter celebrations as it is being practiced by many today. So we are going to open the phone lines, but we wish to ask you to be brief. Move away from your radio set so that we will not have feedback and interference. You may call us on these two lines, 080-338-24662. I'll take it again, 080-338-24662. And the second line that you can call us on is 070-393-77874. I'll take that again. 070-393-77874. And again, we say, please be brief. Move away from your radio set so that we don't have feedback and interference. You may be cut off after 1 minute, so please be brief. Now, before we give the numbers again, the truth is that many people today appear not to know that the word Easter is found only in the King James Version of the Bible, and that is actually a mistranslation of the Greek word Pascha, which is properly translated as Passover. Let us listen to Acts chapter 12, verse 4 in King James Version, where the word Easter is used. Let the Bible speak.
And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to question of soldiers to keep
move away from your radio set, please.
Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Acts chapter 12, verse 4.
Okay, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we
have another
that caller.
Caller, yeah.
Okay, we have another one, please. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello, please. Okay, Sasif. Hello? Hello, good morning. Since I can hear myself from your phone, that means that you are too close to your radio set. Hello? Well, people are trying the numbers. Maybe
let's
the network
take this one.
Is...
Yeah, we have a call.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, good morning.
It's gone off
it's
also.
Gone.
Okay, let me... The issue is that after reading that passage, Acts chapter 12, verse 4, we see the word used as Easter in King James Version. But then if we listen to the same passage, Acts chapter 12, verse 4, in New King James Version, it says, so when he has arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squares of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. So the New King James Version used the word Passover. Now we have a caller here, and it's as if people are trying to connect, but they are not successful. So other New International Version and American Standard Version and all other versions use the word Passover, after Passover. So again, it seems that many Christians today do not know that the Passover is from the Hebrew word Peshach, which means to pass over. It is called Passover because God passed over the Israelites. We have a caller here. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you too.
My name is
okay, please, good morning. Okay.
Do you know that the Palm Sunday is just reflection of what happened in the ancient during the grand triumphant into
entrance into Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. You are too close to your radio set, but thank you. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Yes.
He said people can celebrate it the way they want. It doesn't take them to heaven or to hell. I think that's what probably is meaning, that if people feel happy about doing something for God, they should just go ahead and do. But what do you think in the light of what Cain did, Cain and Abel?
In fact, I wanted to mention there are a lot of people that did things that were good in their own eyes before God.
Yes, good. Give us some examples, please.
God. We know the case of Cain.
Cain?
We know the case of Cain who was asked to make sacrifice and he did something according to his own. Look at the case also of Samuel and King Saul.
Okay.
And at that point, God had to even, Saul had to be correct and told, God is not delighted in sacrifice.
Yes, in whatever you want to do for
obedience
him.
Obedience to his own
yes.
will.
Yes,
so
about given,
God. It should be its will and not my own will.
Thank you. If God has not spoken about how we can do
it
or whatever, that celebration, then we can say we can do it the way we want.
Mm-hmm.
But God has specifically told us how to do this. He said, do this in remembrance
of me.
Okay.
We have
okay, go ahead.
That has gone.
There's also the place that is that.
No, wait a minute. I have a corner here. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
You are on Let the Bible Speak. What's your question? Or what's your contribution? Okay, is we've lost that caller. Yes.
There's also the place people are not taking very seriously.
Person is calling again.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. I'll come back.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Let the Bible Speak. What's your name?
My name is Black. I'm calling from Tanzania.
Okay. What's your question or contribution?
Please, I want to know the meaning of Easter.
Okay. That is exactly what we have just said.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, the meaning of Easter, Easter is just a name that was coined, and it is not a correct name. In Acts chapter 12 verse 4, is the only place that you see the word Easter, and it is the King James translators that put Easter there. But the real word is Pascha from the Greek, which means Passover. And that is why all other translations in the Bible has Passover in them. Now, so why do we even have Easter? Easter is not even a biblical word. It's not a biblical feast. Even the way it is celebrated with Lent and Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, and all those, you can't find anything like that in the Bible that Christians were doing or were commanded to do. But there's a command that Christ said, which we can see in Matthew chapter 26, I think. The Bible says that, in Luke chapter, Matthew 26, 26 to 29, says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now, before he died, he established that feast, and he said they should do that. And we see the early Christians doing that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 30. But in 26, he says, as often as you drink this, eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So there was an instruction given to the early Christians, and they were told to do that. So if the Christians were told to do something and the manner of doing it has already been given, then it is presumptuous for people to say, well, what makes you happy is what you do.
Yeah.
Or you just start innovating and things like that. We have another caller here. Please, let's listen to him. Yes, good morning. Please let the Bible speak. Yes, good morning. What's your question, please? We are talking about Easter this morning. Okay, what? Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Even though our caller did not call, tell us the passage that he quoted. Okay. He said, whatever is not of faith is sin. What is faith? Faith is something that, yes. Faith comes from hearing God's word. That is Romans 10:17. And we know that when God speaks about something, then we must develop faith in it, and we must practice it. Mm-hmm. According to Jude verse 3, it says that we should contend earnestly for the faith which was once given. So that faith that was given to us is one we should be talking about and we should be contending for, because Satan has come with his own ideas and the good things, as Miles Monroe said, to divert attention from what God commanded. People don't even know what Easter is. They don't even know what is Easter or whatever. If we say it's even Easter, to use the word Easter. Every Sunday is Easter Sunday because there is a feast or memorial service, not a feast. Let me not use the word feast, please. It's a memorial service.
Do it in remembrance of me. Yes.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 down to 30. So if we see what Christ said, and we see it in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 down to 30. So we are supposed to do something in remembrance of Christ. So, and he has given us how to do that, taking the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. So let's read Acts chapter 20, verse 7, and we will see what Paul actually, what happened, that we know that it's every Sunday that we do the feast called unleavened bread or fruit of the, communion. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, it says, on Sunday, we met to break bread. Paul was discussing scripture with the people, since he intended to leave the next day. He kept talking until midnight. That is a translation that is God's word. But in English Standard Version, we have on the first day of the week, and that's also Sunday anyway, when we are gathered together to break bread. Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. So you see, the reason why they gathered, he said they were gathered together to break bread. That's the purpose, the remembrance of the body and the blood of Christ, the remembrance of his death and resurrection. And he said, do this until I come. So Christ said that we are supposed to do this. It's not called Easter here. It is called communion with the body and the blood of Christ. So we can. It's called Lord's Supper, or it's called on the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Mm-hmm. So we can do that. We know that it's in the Bible. That one is in the Bible. If you do it, you're not sinning. But and when you bring an innovation like King Saul did,
supplant it,
and supplant it, or like Cain did, yeah, I mean, certainly it was not accepted.
And we even see the emphasis of the Lord's Supper in the New Testament.
Yes.
Matthew recorded it. Mark, Luke, and even Apostle Paul reiterated it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So you see that it's a very important thing, and this is what God has ordained, that Christians should celebrate in remembrance of the death of Christ. It is not Easter, and just like we have seen, Easter is not a word, it's a mistranslation.
Christians don't celebrate Passover. We don't do that.
Yes, I wanted to say, among the many problems and the many misunderstandings that comes from Acts of the Apostles chapter 12, is that people don't even read the content. In the content of Acts of the Apostles chapter 12, verse 4, when it began, that passage, the story began that Herod, when he saw that it pleased the Jews for him to behead
James,
he decided to go ahead and kept Peter in prison.
He kept him there
because that day was the Easter. To please the same Jews. Who are they killing? Me, they are killing the people that are not participating in the Jewish Passover. The Easter, if the word was Easter.
Yes.
So it means that Easter there was not even for Christians, for people that they were killing who are Christians.
Yes, exactly.
So how can Christians be practicing and celebrating a feast that a fellow Christian was killed because of in the first century church?
No, you know, people do not understand that Easter is not even a biblical word. It's just the translators did their own thing. But you see, when you study the Bible and you understand what the Bible is saying, then you take control of your life and your soul. You don't join people to do what is evil, according to Exodus chapter 23 or so.
23 verse 2.
Verse 2. You know, you don't join people to do evil, the multitude, even though that many people are doing it. Because Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Jesus Christ made a very, very serious statement that we should enter into, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. Yeah. And very few are there. But you see, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to death.
Destruction.
And many, many people are there. So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 again. For Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, and that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In remembrance. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So there's a remembrance. So the Easter, what we call Easter, is something that we're supposed to do in remembrance of Christ. But how? You see, he took bread and he took the fruit of the vine, which is called, we have even either grape. This is grape, not palm wine, and not Coke. You know, people do all kinds of things. People just carry one biscuit or bread with yeast in it, and then but you see, the Passover that was being celebrated when Christ instituted it did not have any yeast at all. For a week before the Passover, yeast is already disappeared from the houses of the Jews. They don't use yeast for their bread at that time, so that the bread is unleavened. And there's a meaning for that, because Christ was going to be our own Passover. It's going to be the fulfillment of all those feasts, the Passover feast. Because the Bible says that Christ is our Passover lamb. We can see this in 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 5, verse 20. Let's see that. Chapter 5, verse 7. Paul said, "Therefore, purge out the old living, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." Christ was sacrificed. Listen, friend, this relationship between the Jewish Passover celebration and the death of Christ, it must not be underplayed. The Holy Spirit reveals that when a person makes contact with the blood of the perfect lamb in the watery grave of baptism, that person's sins are washed by the blood, and the person rises to a new life with Christ, and is subsequently added to the body of Christ. Now, this born-again soul will not be touched by God's avenging angels when they come at the end of this life, because he has become a part of Christ. That was exactly what happened at the Passover. The Jews were told, you know, use this blood, put it on your lintel. So they killed a lamb, every household. Then they put the blood on their lintel. so that when the angel of death is coming, it will pass over the houses of the Israelites that have that blood. So when the angel of death is coming this time around as a Christian, if you are born again, you will not be touched by God's avenging angels when they come at the end of this life, because you are already become a part of Christ. The blood of Christ has already washed you clean and is on you. Now, Paul, in many texts of the Bible, describes this rising from the water of baptism as the escape from the death angels, as sins are completely washed by the blood of Christ in that baptism. Let the Bible speak from Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 4, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Do we have it already? Okay, let me read Romans 3, 3 to 4, and 6, 3 to 4. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 3 and 4. What about Colossians?
If then you have been raised with Christ,
good,
seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
Yeah. So you can see the blood of the Lamb, just as the blood of the Lamb saved the children of Israel from death, when you spiritually apply that blood, which Christ shed on the cross, to your life by faith, with trust in God, you are sure that you also will be saved from your past sins and the bondage of sin that results in death. Now, that is actually we are talking about Easter, dear listening friend. If you are just joining us, we are asking the question, what is Easter? And we have discovered that Easter is not even in the Bible. It's a mistranslation. So what is all this feast about? Do we have a feast like that in the Bible that Christians should celebrate? And we see that, yes, there is a feast called the Lord's Supper. It's also called the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, or when they met together to break bread. We call it bread. Okay, now, our numbers to call are 080. If you want to participate, ask a question or give a contribution, you have 080-338-24662. We also have 070-39-37-7874. These are the two numbers that we are to call. Now, we have a caller here, so let's listen to him. Hello, good morning. This is Let the Bible Speak. Minasara, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
Is there controversy within the word Easter?
No, there is no controversy, because there is no word called Easter in the Bible. It's a Pascha. It's a mistranslation, and we have already seen that. Okay. It's called Passover. Christians don't do Passover.
I think the celebration of Easter is done in commemoration of the resurrection of Christ.
Okay. Okay, good. We appreciate that. That's why we are discussing. So what is this Easter? The way people are celebrating it today, is it the way Jesus Christ himself, our Lord, said we should do that? Even if we say that we want to do Easter, let us be accommodative about the word. Okay, let's say Easter means the Lord's Supper. So what do we, so how do we celebrate it? What did Christ say? That's why we are reading those passages, so that we can see that what we are doing today is completely foreign or strange to what Christ said we should do. Okay. Exactly. Yes. Contrary to the Bible. And are we going to be judged by the same Bible? If God says that nobody can own a church because the church belongs only to Christ, his blood is the one, he purchased the church with his own blood. Nobody else died for the church. So how can we say that? Yes.
That is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
People have a lot of misconceptions, and the only thing is Christ.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
There's a little challenge here.
Yes.
It's so funny that a lot of people don't even ask real questions that concern faith. Like, I have one, for instance, Palm Sunday. Who said that Jesus entered Jerusalem on a Sunday so as to give it the name?
If he did,
who gave it the name?
Must
Palm
we
Sunday?
Now start entering our Jerusalem? Marching on
no,
the
we
road.
Have to go to Jerusalem.
Okay.
In a house.
Anyway, that is why we said that even Christ commanded the apostles to go and wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit to come. Does that mean that Christians today
should now start walking
on the road and say we are going to wait somewhere for the Holy Spirit to come? So we have to go now. Please remember to contact us with the numbers given. May the Lord grant you the courage to be the hearers and the doers of his word, so that his blessing will never depart from you and your family in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Do have a wonderful week. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.